Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, as we are seated here, in reality we are moving. We are on a journey. We are all travelers. We are musafirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained this journey of man in various ways in the Quran and Majid. And likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also explained this journey, this sojourn. We are all traveling. We are moving towards a destination. So even though right now we are sitting in the masjid, and even though there are many others involved in many other activities, but in reality, we are all traveling. We are moving towards a destination. We are returning to an abode. We all came from paradise, from Jannat. And we are moving towards the Akhirat. And inshallah, we will gain entry into the Jannat. This journey seems to be a very long one. This journey towards the Akhirah may seem a bit difficult. We may find many challenges on this journey. Every single person who has come onto the surface of this world, every single person has come as a musafir. He lived in this world, he traveled on this road, and his destination is the Akhirah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَصْبَحَ إِلَّا وَهُوَ ضَيْفٌ وَمَا لُهُ عَارِيَةٌ. That every single person, he is a guest, he's a ضيف, he's a guest. His goods, whatever he possesses, his home, his car, the material possessions of this world, the money that he has, all this is an ariyah. It is a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالضَّيْفُ مُرْتَحِلُ. He says, this guest that we have, a mihman that comes to our house, does not stay with us for the rest of his life. He comes perhaps for 2-3 days, a week, and then he's gone. In the same manner, we are these guests, these musafir, who have come into this world, and we have to depart. And the wealth that Allah has given us, and the material possessions of this world, which Allah has lent to us, it was a loan. Any person who takes a loan, he has to pay back that loan. It's another matter that many people borrow people's monies and they fail to pay back those loans. But generally, when a person takes a loan, he's expected to pay back that loan. So whatever we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever boons and favors and bounties, all this goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the very general system of mankind. Man's coming into this world, he's living in this world, moving on this sojourn, and how he will depart. The different phases that man experiences, Allah has very simply, very beautifully mentioned in one verse of the Holy Quran. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin, thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa, thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fa wa shayba. That Allah creates us, Allah has created us. We came into this world not as adults. Every one of us came into this world as little babies. In one verse Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When Allah removed you from the bellies of your mothers, from the wombs of your mothers, Allah says the condition of man in this infant stage of his, he was a little baby. What was his condition? What was our condition? لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah says, you do not know anything. You don't have any knowledge. A little child that comes into this world has no ilm, no knowledge. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفِدَ. Allah has given this little baby different faculties, faculties of hearing, faculties of seeing, faculties of speaking. Allah has blessed this little child with different quwwat, with different strengths. But this child has no knowledge. This child cannot speak. The child is in pain. It cannot explain to the mother that my stomach is paining. If the child wants milk, it cannot ask the mother. It has no knowledge how to speak. As the child grows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens these faculties. Allah imbues this child with knowledge. But the very first thing that Allah has given this child is the ability to cry. When a child cries, this is an indication that this child has got life. So the doctors check for. The baby is crying, the child is alive. But this cry of the child, it is so significant that Allah has kept an ajeeb muhabbat, love for the parents, in the parents' hearts for this child. All the time, the mother's ear is towards the crying of the child. She may be busy cooking in the kitchen. She may be busy on a telephone conversation. How often the wife is doing something, the husband calls her, no response. She's so engrossed. Or she pretends she can't hear. But when the child cries, immediately the mother runs to the room. Is my child okay? Why is the child crying? Perhaps my child is hungry. My child needs to be given milk. Perhaps the child has messed itself. I need to change the nappy of the child. Perhaps the child is colic. Perhaps the stomach is paining. I need to take it to the doctor. So the mother is always moving towards the child. Allah has kept the cry, the little cry of the child, a signal to alert the mother, to get the mother's attention. And as the child grows, every single day is a new day in the life of this child. It is a very happy day for the parents who watch the progress of this child, the transformation of this child, the features are developing. The child is now uttering some words. Initially it babbles some words, then the child is saying something, the parent listens. They listen carefully. The child is either saying Allah, or taking the father's name, taking the mother's name. Then come the grandparents. The nani will teach the child to say nani. The dadi will say dadi. Poor child gets confusing nani, dadi. Whatever it is, the child is growing now. And the parents are watching this child. They are so happy. The child begins to take a few crawling steps. And then there comes the time when the child is about to walk. And this brings such joy to the parents who watch this child now taking a few steps. If the mother was alone at home and the child took a few steps, she becomes so delighted. She waits for the husband to return in the evening. And she says, listen and look, our child is now walking. And they make the child walk a few steps. It brings such joy to the child. Allah has said, that Allah has created this little child min du'fin. This child is weak. Man has been created from a drop of sperm. This child in its infant stages, it's weak. It is dependent. It requires the assistance, the support of its parents, of the people around it. It cannot fend for itself. It cannot protect itself. It cannot feed itself. It has to be fed. Somebody has to take care of this child. Somebody has to see to this child's needs. So Allah says, this is the condition of the child. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'f. Weak. And after that, Allah gives this child more and more strength. Now the child is able to run. No more a child. The child used to buy a few toys and amuse itself with the toys of little children. But as the child grows now into a teenager, no more those little toys that we see in the shops will amuse this child anymore, or this teenager. Now he wants his own cell phone. Now he has designer labels and fashion. And the young girl, she preens herself in front of the mirror. Different types of perfume and cosmetics she's applying now. Now she's a teenager. Now they've gained some strength. A little more intelligence. But still, they've got no responsibilities. They depend on their parents. Father, poor man, is working so hard. The child has not understood the value of the money that the father is bringing back home. Child makes demands. Father gives the child the cell phone and the beautiful cars and whatever. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُ. This dunya is just an amusement. It is a plaything. Nonetheless, the child now grows up into an adult. Now the same toys a person would play with and build a home, or build a factory, or build a warehouse, now this adult builds a real warehouse in this world. And he builds up a real factory. And now he is engrossed in earning wealth. He's preoccupied in the dunya. Now he's an adult. Those little things of this dunya which amuse a child does not amuse him anymore. So first he was a weakling. Then he grew up into a teenager. And then into an adult. So this is a sojourn, the journey the person is moving from the time he's born. He's moving on this journey towards the Akhirah. The Akhirah, which is his ultimate abode, his final destination. So the adult is growing. And Allah says, after that, ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Again, this weakness that sets into man. An old age. Person's hair becomes white. He becomes weak. He requires support again. Now he becomes muhtaj and dependent on others. He requires a walking stick. He's unable to see very well. He's unable to hear very well. He's unable to memorize very well and recall things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But many times a person then becomes senile. So this is the general system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man initially was weak, then Allah gave this little child some strength, grew up into a teenager, then into an adult, and then to an old man. So now this old man cannot hear very well. There was an elderly person, old man, white hair. Of course, with due respect to all our elders sitting here, it was through their efforts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this country with deen and iman. May Allah ta'ala give all our elderly ones and emot with iman. Allah ta'ala, don't make them muhtaj on any person. May Allah ta'ala accept the efforts that they have made in this country. But nonetheless, this is just something light-hearted, but there is a lesson in it. So this elderly man, he complains to a doctor, a specialist, that my wife, you know, she can't hear very well. So I need an appointment for her. So he says, I'm extremely busy. The earliest appointment I can only give you in 2 months' time. What you should do is just give her a test at home and just test out her hearing and see how she fares. If she doesn't do very well, then I will try and make a plan for you and give you an earlier appointment. The doctor knew that this is old age, so it's something which is normal.
So he tells him that you go home and from 20 meters away you must shout at her and address her. She can't hear you, come a bit closer, another 5 meters closer, 15 meters, then you come 10 meters, 5 meters, then you're right next to her. So he goes home and he screams 20 meters away. Oh, my beloved wife, what have you cooked for supper today? No response. He comes a bit more closer, now he's 15 meters away. He's screaming again, no response. He comes more and more closer. And now he realizes, yes, my wife, she's got a very serious hearing problem. And as he comes right to his wife, and he shouts out to her, what have you cooked for supper today? Then he hears some voice. What does he hear? He says, oh, my husband, this is the fifth time I'm shouting at you that I have cooked chicken today. So we understand that this man himself had a hearing problem. This is how Allah Ta'ala has kept witness again. Like the other person, he was sitting with his friend. They were eating, partaking of some meal. And his wife was serving them, elderly people. But he addressed his wife with the most beautiful of names, the most sweetest of names. He never called her or addressed her by her own name. So the guest was quite surprised. He said, Mashallah, you've got such muhabbat for your wife. You love her so dearly. You never called her once by her name. You call her such beautiful names, titles you have given her. She's your queen and she's like this and she's like that. So when the wife was not there, he said, Bhai, the truth is, 10 years ago, I forgot her name. So I'll be so embarrassed. In fact, I'll be looking for serious problems if I have to ask her name now. This is what happens, we forget. But this is the journey that we are traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After old age, what happens? A person leaves this world. Of course, mort can come anytime. But the general system of Allah ta'ala, a person lives in this world. And these are the stages he goes through. And finally, he is now returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we term in Arabic as ar-ruju' ila Allah, returning to Allah. So every single one of us, whether we say we are guests in this world, we are visitors in this world, or we are musafireen, travelers in this world, we are all returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is another part of ruju' ila Allah, where every second of our life, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is perfect. We all make serious mistakes and blunders in our life. But that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, He loves us very dearly. And Allah expects from us that we should keep on returning to Him. If we make a sin, we commit a sin, we slip, we fall, we err, we make a blunder, we perpetrate some sin, we violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately we should return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is prepared. Allah is ready to forgive us. Allah expects from us that we should make ruju to Him. Many people complain of the challenges that they are faced with today. And indeed, we are definitely faced with trying times. There are many challenges that we have to go through in this life. On this journey that we are all moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all go through different challenges. Sometimes it's a challenge where a person is in his office and he's surrounded by females. Now he does not want to deliberately break the and violate the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he has to combat nafs and shaitan. And he is being enticed and seduced every time he enters his office. For that duration of time he's there, shaitan and nafs will keep on prompting him, seducing him, enticing him. So ulama or mashayikh say that is a great challenge that he is faced with. What is the remedy to this? We look into the Quran and we see a situation with the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who was absolutely innocent. He was ma'asum, he was a Nabi of Allah. We know how handsome he was. And we know the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he was trapped by Zulaykha in a chamber, and all the locks were locked, he was trapped in this last room, in this remote room of the palace, and it was impossible for him now to exit from there. He could not escape from there. Now, when Zulaykha seduces him, what does Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam say? What is his response when he's faced with this challenge? He turns to Allah. And this is rujoo' ila Allah. Returning to Allah. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ I seek the protection of my Allah. Oh my Allah, I am weak. You are most powerful. All the doors are shut. All the doors are locked. What do I do now? Ya Allah, I do not want to commit zina. I do not want to commit adultery. He runs towards the door, knowing fully that the doors are locked. But because he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had this firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. All he did was that he made rujoo' ila Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unlocked the locks of every single room, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam escaped from these chambers. So whatever the challenge may be, whatever challenge we are faced with, ponder and reflect. There are lessons in the Qur'an Majeed. We have many complaints from youngsters that we are always in such a predicament, such a situation, that when we go out, we are tempted by friends to take drugs, to drink wine and alcohol, to gamble. We are surrounded and we are trapped by an inferno of sins. What do we do? Then look at the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The great Nabi of Allah, Khalilullah. He was put into a real inferno, into a fire that was burning. What did he say? قُلْنَا يَا نَارُكُمْ He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I require your assistance. When an angel came down to assist him, he says, as for your assistance, I do not require it. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Allah is sufficient, a guardian, a protector for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses and Allah commands the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُكُونِي بَرْضًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Allah cool down that fire. So even though we are not faced with a real fire of this world that is burning, will burn our bodies, but the fire of sins that has trapped many of us, again, رُجُوعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remove us. Allah will extinguish the fire of sins around us. Sometimes it is depression. Person is very stressed. He has lost all hope. So he just wants to run away from his home. He does not know where to go. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam tried desperately for his people to accept the commands of Allah, to believe in Allah. They refused. He became upset with them. We know the entire story. Then how he went on board a ship. It was about to sink. And then Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam jumped off the ship. And then he was swallowed by a whale. Or a huge fish. And in the belly of this fish, in this darkness, darkness of the night, darkness of the sea, darkness of the belly of the fish, what did he say? La ilaha illa anta. Allah, it is only you who is worthy of being worshipped. Subhanak. Allah, you are free from any type of blemish, deficiency, shortcoming. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was from the oppressors. Oh Allah, I seek your assistance. I seek your protection. I want your madad, your help. Allah responded, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ Allah says, we answered his call. We answered his plea. We responded to his plea. We saved him from this distressful condition he was faced with. Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the same way, we will save every believer. Whoever calls us, whoever makes rujoo' ila Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely come to our rescue and our assistance. If it is sickness, Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, the sickness that he suffered, the sickness, the illness, the diseases that he afflicted him, we cannot even understand and fathom. What did he say? أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ ضُرْهُ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, this sickness has afflicted me. He made so much of sabr for years, until finally he says, oh Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Oh Allah, I seek your assistance. Oh Allah, you grant me cure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures him. My respected brothers and elders, رُجُوعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is a lesson today. That all the time contemplate, cogitate, reflect. We have an Allah and all of us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that we have assembled here, this is an indication. Of course, we have come here with the tawfiq of Allah. Allah loves us. Allah has brought us here. But we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned in the beginning, there may be difficulties, there may be challenges on this path towards Allah. We know the adage, life is not a bed of roses. But if a person makes rujoo' ila Allah, he turns to Allah, he has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is mindful of Allah. He does not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he makes a mistake, the moment he commits a sin, immediately, tawbah istighfar, tawbah istighfar. He repents sincerely. He realizes, I've got an Allah who is my master, I'm his slave. My Allah has been so kind to me. He has provided for me food, clothing. Allah has nourished me. Despite my disobedience to Allah, despite my being so ungrateful to Allah, Allah still continues to provide for me. Allah still shows me so much of compassion, so much of love. If we reflect over our lives in the past, what type of lives we led, now look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we have Allah in our hearts, the moment a person makes up his mind, he is serious, he is genuine, he is sincere, he is dedicated, he is loyal, he wants to change, he wants to purify his heart, he wants to purge this heart of his from all the sicknesses, the illnesses, the maladies that have clogged his heart. The moment he takes the one step towards Allah, I always say, take that baby step towards Allah. Just that baby step towards Allah. And see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat comes rushing towards us. Our mashayikh have mentioned, ulama have mentioned that a person just brings about just 1% of good deeds in his life. 1% piety. He moves just 1 degree towards the right path. He hasn't made a very great effort. But this 1 degree effort he is making is a very sincere effort. He's not doing things for show and ostentation. He realizes that he is a bondsman of Allah, he's a slave of Allah, and he wants to change his life. Just 1 degree, and immediately Allah will put sukoon in his heart. Allah will bless him with tranquility, serenity. There will be occasions in his life when he will be deeply engrossed in supplication. He'll be making dua to Allah and tears will roll down his cheeks. There will be times when he will contemplate, he'll reflect and he will weigh his deeds and he will definitely want to become more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But 1% towards evil, it will only bring restlessness in our life. It will only bring bechaini in our lives. All the time our minds, our eyes, our fingers will be on the cell phone, on the internet. Even though we may be in the masjid or in our cars or with our friends or with our family members, our lives will be full of bechaini. A very simple example and I will terminate. If a person is moving towards a beautiful meadow, a garden, a very lush garden, and there's a lot of fruit, If we have not seen a garden of that nature in our lives, there's so much of beauty in it. We all have been to Madina Munawwara, inshallah. As we are coming closer and closer towards Madina Munawwara, from a distance we can feel the breeze of Madina Munawwara. Our heart begins to beat faster and faster. And as we enter the city of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are just waiting to see the beautiful minaras, the green dome. There's some sense of enjoyment that rushes into our bodies. Just 1%, as we are coming closer and closer, and as we draw more and more closer, the more the serenity, the tranquility and the enjoyment we will enjoy, we will experience. But if a person has to go to a forest and there's a huge fire, as he is approaching this forest, what is he being affected with? With the smoke of this inferno, with the smoke of this fire. And the more closer he draws, or the more he, as he approaches this forest, more and more of the smoke will affect him. He'll begin to cough, he'll want to close his nose, he'll want to close his mouth. Exactly like that. As we take the steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give us the chain, the sukoon that we are seeking in our lives. But if we move towards sins, then the smoke and the fire of sins will keep us restless. It will take away our sleep, it will make us feel miserable, and we'll find ourselves moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us are perfect, but we will make those little steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, when Allah wills, Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha, Allah pulls towards him whomsoever he wishes. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala give us the serenity, the tranquility, the peace of the heart, of the soul, and Allah makes us his true lovers. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.